This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
Ghost face, catch the blast of a hype verse. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse. I come rough, tough like an elephant.
What's up, Mama Holics? How you guys doing today? This is your favorite podcast host, James Bailey, and you're listening to my mom's favorite podcast on the HMB Radio Network as I turn down my Wu-Tang Clan so you can clearly hear my distinctive, lovely, melodic voice. How's everybody doing today, man? I hope everybody's having a good time. We're going to be in studio today with my man, Jander Gray. Jander was on one of the first podcasts. At that point, he was representing Kava Comedy with Mr. Dave Hines. Tonight, I'm going to have him. It's just Jander, man. It's just Jander. Maybe we'll talk about his podcast a little bit. He's an MMA guy. Maybe we'll talk a little MMA. Maybe we'll talk a little comedy. We're definitely going to smoke a bit of weed because y'all know how we do here at my mom's favorite podcast. Oh, my God, that was horrible. Let me clear it. I'm not redoing it. You guys deserve to know everything and all the effort I put in, so you get the uncut version. So hold on. Here at my mom's favorite podcast. Oh, that was so much better. Well, I mean, it really wasn't better, but at least it came out clear. So, guys, sit back, relax, get ready to have a good time. My man, Jander Gray, is here. We'll do everything that we normally do, hits from the bowl, Netflix pearls. And we're going to rock it out. I think you guys will really enjoy it. He was really fun last time he was here. So now, like, definitely have a little bit more one-on-one. And let's see if I can get him to open up a little bit. Yeah, let's have some fun. Mama Holics, get ready. Me, start my music.
Up those spots like Waco, Texas. I watch my back like I'm locked down. Hardcore hitting sound. Watch me act bulk and tear down. A little bit tight asshole. Songs going gold, no doubt. And you watch your corny nigga fall. Yeah, they faking all that. Carrying gats, but your mind plan growing like 40 max. Now you act convinced. I guess it makes sense. Wu-Tang, yo, soon represent. I wait for one to act up. Now I got him backed up. Gun to his neck now. React what? And that's one in the chamber. Wu-Tang.
I think I fucked up like my neck or my back or something recently.
Your neck, your back.
My neck and my back. No, I think I did something. I don't know. Like, it was today. The left side of me just started hurting.
The left side?
Yeah. Why do you, Jander, I worry about you, man.
Yeah, you should be worried about me, man. I'm old, I'm falling apart, I'm fucking chaos. Look at me. People cross the street when they see me, and I don't even know why.
Well, no, visually, you're a very mild, you kind of look like a slightly older version of my buddy Mike.
Yeah? Fuck Mike. Mike, if you're listening to this, fucking stop.
Mike Sanborn, if you're listening.
Stop looking at me, or like me, whatever you're doing, Mike.
It might just be because you guys are both white. But you're just very...
racist as fuck, right out the gate, James Bailey,
so
playing
racist.
The race card. You white people all look the same, especially Mike.
He actually got a bunch of my friends down here calling me sort of, or did that come from, I can't remember if that came from him and my friend Missy took it or my friend, but either way, like, because anytime I'd post anything on Facebook about being black, he refused to believe me and would just constantly call me Puerto Rican. Like, since he's known me, we've known each other a little over, like, 11 or 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, he's just like, from the day we met, he's just like, no, you're not black, right? You're Mexican. You're Puerto Rican or something. I'm like, dude, I will fuck your world up. Like, it got to the point that he would, like, already be turning and, like, preparing himself for the punch
as he said it,
and then I would just punch him in his arm.
I think it's pretty clear that you're not Mexican. I mean, you're tall and you're articulate.
Right, I'm 6 foot. Well, I don't know about articulate, but...
That was... Send me your hate mail.
Jander Gray. I used to work at a Mexican restaurant for like 2.5 years as a server. And I would fucking, like, every once in a while, people would kind of look at me and be like, because you work here. I mean, I don't want to assume, but, like, and I would just be like, dude, I'm not Mexican. I'm a foot taller than any Mexican you've ever met.
Right.
And they would be like, oh, that's so messed up. And then one of the other Mexicans that I worked with would come walking by, and I'd be almost a foot taller than them. I'd just be like, whoa.
Yeah, if you slightly look like whatever surroundings you're in, right? Like if I'm at a fucking computer lab or something, for sure people are going to be like, hey, can you help me reboot this? I'm like, I don't fucking work here.
Well, dude, if I...
So you look Mexican, you're at a Mexican restaurant.
Right. Well, it's plus I'm fucking brown. I have wavy hair.
Like, if I just saw you out walking down the street, I wouldn't be like, that dude's a Mexican. But, like, if you were, like, cleaning shit up at a Mexican restaurant, I would be like, maybe he's probably Mexican.
You hear me talking to the other servers, like, no, tú tienes mesa, haces. Because I spoke a little bit of restaurant Mexican. Like, I spoke... I don't want to say I wasn't fluent. Like, I was conversational Spanish when I worked there. Like, because I was the only server that was American. No, I was one of two or three servers, mm-hmm. that were like American born. Like, everybody else, like, was straight Mexican. Like, this was like a mom and pop Mexican restaurant.
That's what they mean by authentic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to say this to people, and they would kind of be like, oh, that's so messed up. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. Because my tables would come in and be like, oh, is it really authentic? Oh, is it like chilies and blah, 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 and all this bullshit.
Right.
And I'd be like, dude, look, it's so authentic. Most of our cooks are illegal.
Right.
And they would be like, that's messed up. And I'd be like, no, I'm trying to tell you that is the truth. Yeah. That's how authentic we are.
Shit is real here. We made this shit and brought it over the border to you.
Or that, I'd be like, we're so authentic, you can't drink the water here either.
Yeah.
Order a margarita.
That's the good slogan. So authentic, you will shit yourself for a week.
So authentic, you can't drink our water.
Yeah.
It's a good... Have you been to Poblano's?
No. No, I don't go anywhere.
Really?
No.
But, dude, I'm telling you, your setup is fucking ideal. We were kind of talking about this before I started the podcast. Mm. Like, you can't cheat on your wife, dude. Your setup is too good.
So that's, I like that that's the first reason that I shouldn't cheat on my wife.
Well, I mean, for me, because I've just kind of given up on love. Yeah, like, it's just not going to happen for me. And I've come to accept it. I'm okay with it.
You are pretty unlovable, though.
I am. I think I'm lovable. I think what it is I'm too lovable.
That might be the problem. You're like, you're charismatic, you're bubbly. Women are probably worried about you. They're like, yeah, this guy is definitely going to bounce.
But see, like, I'm chubby, so that makes me approachable.
yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to be too good-looking, because then they won't like you for that, maybe.
I feel like, all right, people that actually listen...
I'm really speaking out of school here. I don't know shit about this kid.
Well, no.
I don't have any women problems. Not good ones or bad ones, never did.
Well, no, I used to... Okay, and I'm going to breeze over this, because I've talked about it on the podcast before. But when I was younger, I was fit. And I was attractive, and I did very well with the ladies. Mm-hmm.
Start dropping names.
Now, with that being said, I was told on multiple occasions, one of them by an ex-girlfriend that I still talk to, so we can't talk about it on the high family and whatnot, but mm-hmm. She actually told me, like, at one point during our friendship, after we had dated, like, for a few months twice, like, we're just friends at this point, she's like, no. You kind of look like a player, like you'd be a little fun in bed, but you don't look like you'd be a good long-term boyfriend because you look like a player. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because you're cute. Like, I was never ruggedly handsome.
So this explains the prolific use of Batman shirts in your life.
Yeah.
You're trying to bring that player edge down.
Oh, no.
that's what I'm saying.
No, it's just because I've absolutely given up, and I'm just like... Fuck it. I like
giving
Batman.
Up and you're being honest and you're loving Batman.
I love Batman. I love
Will's
I love t-shirts.
Me, I'm scared.
No, you're good. He's leaving. Okay. Now you should be really scared. Now it's just me and you.
I'm alone with James Bailey. If anything happens to me, I don't even know where I'm at right now.
I mean, it was just me and Nina last week, but she was absolutely fine. You are in trouble, my friend.
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
I knew what I was in for.
I knew it was going down.
Yeah, I know the risks.
God damn it, I got distracted. Oh, I like t-shirts, I like Batman. I don't know, I'm high. But anyway.
I like t-shirts. I like Batman. That's going on your epitaph right there. That's what it is. James Bailey liked t-shirts and Batman.
No, that should be
they're
my
like,
quote.
Wait a second. They look at the dates and they're like, this guy was in his 40s. That sounds like something that should be on like a five-year-old's tombstone.
No, and you got to do the full, it's got to be a quote. It's got to be the full quote. I like t-shirts. I like Batman. I'm a little high right now.
I'm a little high right now. Yeah.
James Bailey.
Perfect.
Any given moment.
I am a little high right now. There should be like one cemetery that's just dedicated to massive stoners. So it's like the best like exercise walk ever.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would so like just comedians, yeah. Just comics, and just people with like twisted sensitive humor. Right. So it's like, oh, no, we got to see what your epitaph is going to be. Oh, yeah, this is fucking twisted. Okay.
And all the ventriloquists have to go in a mausoleum so you can see their creepy puppets with their corpses.
Oh, God, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, that would be the scariest place in the world. I would never go there. But I would walk around and read the stoner epitaph.
I'm going to have nightmares just thinking about that place now. Just a bunch of corpses holding creepy-ass fucking dolls. Right. And an airtight thing. So, like, the dolls aren't really getting fucked up. They're just getting creepier looking.
Right.
They're just getting a little bit more faded. Maybe some paint starts to peel and
little,
chip. But, like,
worn.
Worm crawls
we're
out of one eye.
We're writing a good plot to, like, a horror movie right now.
Oh,
like,
God.
The ventriloquist comes back to life. And he starts going out and doing comedy shows, and he's still not fucking funny. He's not funny
well,
at all.
It's kind of like, have you seen Dead Silent?
Yeah, yeah. That movie was creepy as shit. I actually really like, I really love stupid fucking horror movies.
We're getting like really excited, and I think our levels are getting loud. I got to keep
an
eye on
that. Oh my God,
we're
so excited now that we're talking about, Dead Silence is on Netflix, by the way.
Dead Silent.
Is it Dead
Silence? Oh wait, it might be Dead Silence. You might be right.
I think it might be one. Yeah, I think it's Silence.
Because it's a little weird, but I think Dead Silence is like a different movie, so they got to do like
there's probably
13 of them.
Yeah, most horror movies are bad. They get no love. Their budgets are always so bad.
That's what those are some of my favorite ones though.
Sometimes now that I'm getting older though, I really like it's really hard for me to like see like just the hack plots and stories that they use. Basically, like I went and saw Lights Out. Have you seen the previews for this? I went and saw this. It's a new horror movie. It's still out at the theaters. And the whole premise is that the ghost or the demon, whatever you want to call it in the movie, whenever it's around, the lights go out.
Okay, so that's like all of them?
Yeah, so yeah, that's been done several times.
Yeah,
like the whole plot was like basically, okay, scary, jumpy ghost scene. Now slowly reveal the plot. My brother went missing when I was 4. I loved him so much. And then 5 minutes later, the ghost is like,
don't ever do
I
voice.
Killed your brother when he was 4. You know, like, oh, come on. We knew this was happening. I don't know.
Don't pound on the table and don't ever do that voice again and we'll be okay.
This voice changed.
No, stop that. Stop that.
It's like I don't know what the fuck
it's horrible.
Was. It was
what
like
it is.
A Southern Belle gay guy.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, James Bailey. It's really great here to be on your podcast. I'm really enjoying listening
like
to this Jamer guy talk about these shitty horror movies on Netflix.
Sound like Zach Galifianakis from The Campaign.
I think I just channeled that.
I remember I voted for you, Cam, because he said it was the worst Playgon-related accident in the history.
I got my circumcision on that jangly-ass jungle gym.
He's just like, what are you doing under that couch? I'm like, you should come under the couch. It's like, you get out from under that couch. And they just have a good old time. Found footage films,
yes,
are actually started. There's been a couple recently that
there's
have kind of renewed
right.
my. Yeah. Like, have you seen Creep?
No, I haven't seen Creep. It's on my queue, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, dude, Creep is so good, and it's it's two people, bro. Two people.
Yeah,
it's so
budget,
good.
Budget, baby.
Yeah, but and it's like
that's budget,
and you
for
can
horror
tell,
movies.
Yeah, they're not. It's two people.
Yeah,
it's not like a suit. Like it's a decent camera. One of the guys is from The League. I don't watch The League, but it's at a fantasy
football
show.
There's a bunch of fucking comics on that show. I mean, Steve Renazzisi. Yeah.
It's one of the guys that's always
Paul,
on there.
Paul whatever.
Shear?
Yeah, Paul Shear.
It's not Paul Shear. There's no way that Paul Shear could ever be in a horror movie with the way he looks and be taken seriously.
Oh, well, he'd have to be killed.
Like, immediately. Like
because that's one of the rules of horror movies. If you're delightfully ugly, maybe you live as like the sidekick. But if you're
he's just too
awkwardly
funny.
Ugly, you're dead. Yeah.
He should. Okay, you know what he could do? He could do the Johnny Depp role in the third Freddy in the third Nightmare on Elm Street Dream Master. Because remember, the stoner passes out while he's watching TV, and then Johnny Depp does the whole, this is your brain.
You got the wrong movie, though, okay? That was Freddy's Dead.
No, no,
that
no.
That was Brecklin Meyer watching it.
That Brecken,
or Brecken Meyer, yeah.
No, that was Dream Master.
No, that wasn't Dream Master, son. That was Freddy's Dead. That was the fifth one.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
I was right.
No, no.
All right, this podcast is over.
No, no, no. Because I'm going to do this. So we're going to Google.
No, it definitely is. Don't Google it. I'm so 100% on this. Whatever you've got, put it on the table. Let's
Johnny Depp. Oops.
Yeah, all that's going to come up is that Trump shit that he's
not
on
Johnny
right
Deep. That's a different guy.
Okay, while you're doing Johnny that, Depp, I'm going to do some poetry in my
commercial
Southern
in Nightmare on Elm Street 6. We were both wrong.
Oh, okay. But I was right. It's Freddy's Dead.
Cameo and nope, the final nightmare.
What?
Wait, A Nightmare on Elm Street 6, Freddy's Dead, Johnny Depp's cameo in the final nightmare.
No,
it's the same.
He might have been in that one, but he did do the drug commercial when Brecken Meyer was watching it in Freddy's
Dead. Okay, it looks like Freddy's Dead. It looks like Nightmare on Elm Street 6, Freddy's Dead. So that it says that one. Oh, that's the IMDb link. So that's the YouTube link. Where's the fucking IMDb link? There
I don't
it
know
is.
Why we're
Freddy's
looking.
Dead. The Freddy's Dead. The Final Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nope. No, you said
that's
it.
What I said. Oh, Freddy's Dead.
So that's it. Wasn't even so. It wasn't even Nightmare on Elm Street. It was Freddy's Dead. The Final Nightmare.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, they didn't even. They walked away from the branding.
All right.
He was like doing like Bugs Bunny shit. The whole thing. Like they really just were like, okay, this is a fucking joke now.
Yeah, that
they
one
didn't
was
take
really
it seriously at all.
Well, like I want to say the first three, they try to be so serious, and they're so campy. Yeah. So then, like, four, maybe they leaned a little bit, and then five, they really leaned into it.
He kept having those, like, great, like, comically tag lines. Like, it started in the second one when he, like, you've got the body, and I've got the brain. Yeah. I remember when, like, that came out as a kid, like, that's the line that all the kids were, like, repeating from that movie. And that second one was terrible. It was so bad.
For some reason, I remember the first one being like the most terrifying movie of all time.
Yeah, that was a scary fucking movie.
And then I watched it again a year or so ago.
Yeah.
With my daughter.
Yeah. It's our
biggest
to watch now.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, it's dated as shit. Plus, when you're watching something as a kid, I mean, just knowing when you're a kid you're watching a horror movie, you're kind of jazzed up.
But, like, I just remember, like, and maybe I honestly think it was so terrifying I probably hadn't watched it since I was, like, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
And she was, like, 15 or 16 watching it. I want to say maybe 16. She's like, 15 or 16 watching it, and she was just not shook at all. She kept making fun of it, and it was making me mad. Because I was like, why? This is supposed to be my fucking... And the second one, we haven't watched. I'm like, maybe the second one's better. But I
would just skip
it
and go right to three.
Three's my favorite.
Yeah, three's one of the best ones, for sure.
Like, she gets all kung fu on his ass at the end.
You got Patricia
Arquette. Dream Warrior.
Yeah, Dokken. That's the only thing I know from Dokken, by the way.
He has the whole fucking marionette puppet with the knife and the tendons. Oh,
right.
Dream Warrior. Yeah, so that's what
that
it was, not Dream Master.
Some nasty shit.
Yeah, I just... Because I remember... Like him smoking the bong, and I thought it, but yeah, I guess so.
Smoking the bong. I don't remember that.
I thought that one was in the third one.
Maybe.
But no, you're right. It's because they're in the house.
And that would be great to like go back and like and re-edit that scene, right? Where they're like in the dream state and they're all revealing to each other what their dream power is. And there's just like one guy that's like, I can take big bong tokes. Yeah. That's my fucking dream power.
Lung capacity.
Yeah.
I can suck all the air out of a room or take a quarter in one bong
hit. Yeah, you'd have to find like really good powers for that. I'm like, Johnny's a really good stoner. How's this going to help us defeat Freddy?
Just sucks all the air out of a room.
Right.
Everybody starts suffocating.
He's just going to laugh at his sweater.
Is it suffocating? Suffocating.
I think it's suffocation. Suffocating.
Suffering.
But it does sound like you would be suffering from it.
Right?
So.
All right.
Noam Chomsky is not here today, ladies and gentlemen, so he cannot correct us on our linguistics.
I think I need some water. I've had too much Red Bull.
Yeah.
Not feeling good about all the Red Bull I've had.
The Red Bull will really tweak you out, man.
Normally doesn't, but I just had one not that long ago, and then I've had most of
it. I used to drink some sometimes before shows, but my hands are already like really naturally shaky.
Which wraps it around to what I opened the podcast with when I said I worry about you. I worry about you because, like, do you have onset Parkinson's?
No, I don't. But like,
you're
I kind of get out of balance, my hands shake really bad, which is really bad as a comic, you know.
Right.
If people see your hand shaking, they think you're nervous, and then you get nervous because you could see it on their faces.
Yeah, so you should like. I wonder if you could address that somehow. Talk about you have Parkinson's.
No, I think that would probably not go very well.
I mean, as long as you're not like a dick about it, like,
Hey, I've got Parkinson's.
Guy. I mean, call it early onset Parkinson's.
I have mentioned it on stage when I've noticed that people like were noticing that my hands were shaking, because that's usually what happens to me. It's like my hands are shaking. I'm holding the mic, and then I can see people think I'm nervous, and then I actually do get nervous because I'm like, fuck, they think I'm nervous, but I'm not nervous, and fuck, no, I am nervous.
So I'm gonna get us some water, but like how do you know what that's from? Is it just an imbalance? Like, embarrassing disability for a minute.
Yeah, I'll keep this going. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm not even going to talk. We're going to change it up. I'm not going to talk about that because no one gives a shit about me, guys. Okay, so what am I going to talk about? Yeah, I got shaky hands, guys. I got really shaky hands. And if you ever see me here anywhere in the local Bay Area and you see me shaking, it's probably because I'm drunk. No. I don't know. I don't know what the shaky hands is. My wife thinks it might be my amalgam fillings because she's kind of a hippie. And yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you have a filling that has amalgams, apparently those things are full of fucking mercury, and mercury in your system will make you shake. Yeah. So that's potentially that. Yeah. Because I have like one tooth in the back of my head right now that is probably like 98% amalgam filling. Like, I don't even think the thing qualifies as a tooth at this point. It's like a root with like an ounce of, yeah.
Shouldn't you get that, like, I don't know, checked out or something?
Nah, fuck that. Trying to finish Fallout 4 still. Shit.
Jesus. What did Will set his AC at? Are you warm?
I think he set it right at... pretty uncomfortable.
Are you warm?
Nah, I'm good. We're both insulated, so I think we're always going to be
warm. Yeah, we're a little chubby, guys.
Yeah.
We're chubby fellers.
Yeah. I get a little bit more time in life to build up my belly than you did.
No, I'm older than you, aren't I?
No, you're not.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
Holy fuck, you're old, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Why do I think I'm older
Appreciate
than you?
That. Because I'm a baby comic and you're a veteran.
Dude, I got like not even 5 years. I almost got 5 years.
I'm sort of at 2 this month, actually.
And honestly, I only count 2 of those years, so I'm going to put myself at like 3 years because of 2 of those years I was pretty drunk.
But you've got it in your genetic memory, too.
I do.
Like, your dad was already doing it before you were born, right?
No, he didn't start until after I was born.
Okay, so you don't have it in there. That explains
it. Well, I mean, it still comes from, you know, the genes, you piece of shit. Let's go 10 for 10, Chander. Bring it.
I thought that one slipped by you for a second, but it didn't.
Let's go 10 for 10.
James Bailey misses nothing, motherfuckers.
I catch it all. I just decide whether or not I want to roll over it.
Right, right. He's just deciding whether he's going to go with the Puerto Rican and stab you or go with the Mexican and poison you.
Do Mexicans poison? Is that a big thing?
I didn't know, so I just made that up on the end. Oh. I don't know. How do Mexicans kill people? I mean, like, it's pretty old cliche New Yorkie. Yeah,
no,
that's it. They get you with some fucking... They come at you with a weed whacker
I know
and an edger.
The cartels really enjoy cutting heads off.
Yeah.
Or eviscerating.
Yeah. Those are bad hobbies, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you can get some paper plates and, like, some colored paper, and you can make flowers for your mom
rather than
killing people.
Or just get some... get some dry elbow macaroni and get some fucking glue and some fucking paint and glitter, and you can macrame.
Yeah, you can make macaroni people on a paper plate. You can cut their heads off. No one gives a fuck. And
you'll probably
get just as many YouTube views cutting off macaroni people's heads.
I mean, that's an idea. That's what I'm going to do because I can't draw for shit.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll do is I'll take the time because this won't drive me fucking insane at all. But I'll take the time to arrange macaroni people and do cartoons with macaroni people where they get their just make them violent as possible.
Just violent macaroni people.
Just violent macaroni people getting destroyed on a regular basis.
There's probably already some like artsy-fartsy New York artist that already has like a whole gallery full of that shit. It's like macaroni people fucking each other and murdering each other.
I don't know if I'd have any sex. That's uncalled for.
Well, why not? I mean, you've already got the elbow macaroni is already so appropriately shaped for so many.
Yeah, but I can't get that on TV, man. I can get violence on TV. I just can't get sex on TV.
Right, right. They're fine with the blood and the guts and the beheadings. Just no boobies.
I keep losing my water. I think I've pulled a muscle.
Does anybody
matter? Way too much Red Bull.
Does any of those TV rules apply to shit anymore? Because I lost TV. Well, I didn't lose it. I turned it off like a year ago.
Right.
I don't give a shit. I haven't missed a beat. I haven't missed a beat. I got Netflix. I got the Pirate Bay. I can watch whatever the fuck I want.
I'm kind of sad that my favorite torrent site, Kick-Ass Torrents.
Yeah, Kick-Ass is pretty much the alternative right now. That's true.
It's done.
Pirate Bay, it's still around.
No, Pirate Bay is the only one. Kick-Ass got shut down.
Did Kick-Ass get shut down?
Yeah, huh. Like the dude who runs it and everything. From what I understand, like the dude who ran it and everything, like they finally got to like the root of the problem. Because you know those sites just get randomly shut down from time to
time. Yeah. Occasionally they get raided and whatnot.
Yeah, or like, you know, somebody's actually able to get behind it. Like, I would love to be able to get on the dark net or the dark web.
The dark web.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm writing a new joke about internet.
Let's just make like really hot gay guy noises right now.
Why
am I being such a fucking bigot tonight?
I don't know, dude. Don't be so bigoted. Like, my show's all about peace and acceptance and love.
And that's totally. I'm not a bigot at all, guys.
You are.
I totally love Mexicans and gay people.
You hate everybody.
If there were some here right now, I would love them live on this podcast.
He would suck a gay Mexican's dick right now.
I would just. Only to prove the point, not at all because I like
dicks. If you're a gay Mexican, call or text into the show at 813-693-2124. That's not a live line, so don't get fucking excited.
Is this podcast live, though?
No, this podcast isn't live. That's not a live. It's a text line or a voicemail.
Okay.
So if they call us, they can leave a voicemail or they can leave a text message and we'll get it.
You can complain about all of the racist things I've said here today.
813-693-2124.
Black people have too many rights.
Whoa, hey, man. Hey, the views expressed by Jana Gray are not necessarily those of the station.
Oh, come on, just admit it. They do, right, guys?
No, we don't. We have the same amount of rights as everybody else. Quit specking the table, you son of a bitch. And that's the second time I've had to do that. Just my friend Kevin was on a couple weeks ago, and he said some wild. I think it was Kevin said some wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to that one?
No, I didn't.
You don't listen to mine anymore, do you?
I haven't listened to much of anything lately. I've really fallen off. I just listened to
calling you out right now.
The last homemade broadcast, though, whatever it was, a couple days ago.
You listened to William and not me?
Yeah.
But you can swear on mine, and we do drugs. But mine are super fucking long.
Yeah, it is nice.
His are short.
To just be able to say what you want. That's tough. I remember the couple of times I was on Will's, I was like really close to letting them fly a few times, and I was able to reel it back.
Every single time I've been on Will's podcast, I've cursed.
Nice.
Every single time.
Well, you got to promote this show by being the dark horse.
Dude, every single time we'll get to like, I'll do really good, right? Like the first 15 minutes or so, I'll be cruising, and then I'll almost do it. I'll catch myself. This has happened like 3 or 4 times, and it's the same thing every time. About 15 minutes, and I'll catch myself. And sometimes I'll catch it like as the word starts, and then a couple of times I've caught it before it even started. So it's just smooth. It was good. And it's always usually about halfway through, about a half hour in, all of a sudden I'll just let a fuck fly. Mm-hmm. And I do it smooth, man.
Yeah.
It's always smooth, like, oh, yeah, so down at the fucking place, and we're doing the thing. And it's just, you know.
Just casual.
But, like, Will will just look at me, and I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Most people talk like that. So I don't understand why there's all these, you know, I just don't understand why people are offended by language at all. The whole thing is ridiculous.
It's old, and I don't mean to say it like this, but it's older people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it's people that have kids too, because I do. There's a lot of podcasts I can't listen to with my kids in the car. I'll try occasionally.
Yeah, you can't listen to mine. And, you can't listen to Rogan's. Yeah. You can't listen to Shafir's. You can't listen to. Yeah, and don't put me on the level with those. Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you're right up there. You're
No.
You're like two behind on the iTunes list.
I am not saying that. Those gentlemen are at a completely different level than me.
Yeah, don't listen to those podcasts. Those suck, guys.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that either.
Stick with us. We need your support. Those guys are doing fine. Stop listening to what like guys like Neil deGrasse Tyson have to say.
I haven't listened to his in a while.
Yeah, you don't need to listen to him. He's an idiot.
I listen to this cat named Tom Woods.
Tom Woods.
He does a little half-hour podcast. He's a, I think he's a libertarian. Yeah, he's a libertarian.
Okay.
But, like, he just had this dude on there who wrote a book called SJW, All Social Social Justice Warriors Are Lying All the Time. Like, just talking.
Well, to themselves. Yeah, sure.
Just talking so much shit about SJWs.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a pretty easy group to pick on because they're cunty as shit.
Oh, they're so cunty.
Yeah, they are just so cunty. You guys are the worst. I wish you would understand why you are the worst. Like, we're saying awful things right now.
Right.
Because we don't believe them.
We can.
that's where awful things... When awful things you say are true, like Trump,
right?
It sounds pretty fucking awful.
Right. But we don't mean these things.
Right.
And, like, this is the thing, dude. All right.
It's pretty clear the way we're saying it, that we don't mean it.
We're not just like, yes, all women should just be back in the kitchen.
Right.
Like, which I think it's still even like you can't take that seriously.
It's only okay to say when like ISIS is breaking through the windows, get all the women in the kitchen.
Right.
That's a good time to say that.
Okay. So I got in a bunch of trouble at a job once a long time ago. Right.
Yeah.
I was like 22 or so and I was working at a telemarketing job and we were outside smoking a cigarette. And I was standing in a circle of people, and this was before I did comedy, but I still always liked being the center of attention because I'm fucking insecure and I need my ego fed constantly.
Yeah.
You've noticed it. You know me. You've seen me in action.
We're not that far apart.
No. That's why we're comics.
Right.
But so I was telling jokes, and I was like, yo. And there's some women and some men in the circle, and they're all like, most of them were in like their 30s, 40s, 50s, because my dad worked there too, so they're like mutual friends. And I was like, look, now these are just jokes, and I'm just saying these to be jokes. I don't believe in this shit. And they're all like, yeah, because, you know, my dad was a comic. They knew him, so they knew the deal. And they were jokes like, what do you do when your wife comes out the bedroom bitching? Shorten the leash. Why are women's feet so small? So they can stand closer to the sink. What do you do when the dishwasher's broke? Tell that bitch to get a job.
Right.
And then there's a couple that are rougher that I'm not going to go. But, like, these are just stupid, like, you know, take them on the surface,
It's almost joke book sexism there.
Right. That's exactly what it is. They're old street jokes from, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s. Like,
right.
And that's all they're old stupid street jokes. So everybody in my circle was fine with it. I get pulled in the office a couple hours after lunch. Apparently there was an even older lady who was sitting off to the side that I didn't realize could hear us and was listening to everything and got very offended.
Right. She was over there taking notes.
Yeah, so she snitched on me. I told my boss what happened, told him some of the jokes. He was like, Jesus Christ, are you fucking kidding me? Like, in the office, the owner, because it was a smaller room, the owner of the company's like, are you fucking serious, dude? And I was like, what? He's like, at work? And I was like, dude, everybody in the circle. He's like, you have to watch out outside, like, if other people can hear you. And he's, I mean, like, he knew what was up, but it was so funny, dude.
She just couldn't wait to get you in trouble, man. She was like, that James Bailey, half of the time he's great, but the other black of the time he's just terrible.
Half of the time he's great, but the other black of the time, oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, that's so good. Oh, see, all right, now if I knew you were serious there, thought you were serious there, and I didn't want to hear what you had to say,
right?
I wouldn't boycott and be like, nobody can ever listen to Janet Gray. You know what I would do?
Right.
I would just get up and walk away.
Yeah. Well, really, ultimately, like, when you're talking about, like, censoring language or speech of any kind, it's better to hear it all. Because the thing that freaks me about the people, like, censoring the speech and hating on people so much is you're just really teaching the really shitty people how to hide or change their language all the time. That's all you're doing. I want to know who the racist people are.
Right.
I do. Let them say the most horrible shit they want to say on Twitter. So we can just know who you are. Like, don't go get them fired at Walmart because they were a dick face on Twitter or whatever.
The people that listen to them, because this is what everybody's so scared of, that, like, Donald Trump's racist fucking rhetoric is going to inspire somebody to become racist. No, 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 no. If the people that are saying these horrible, horrible fucking things, okay, if I'm some white cake, or you know what, just to make it not racist, or it's going to be racist, but we'll do it the other way. Let's say I'm fucking Louis Farrakhan type. I'm some extremist, except I'm worse than Louis Farrakhan. I'm sitting here when people say, oh, Black Lives Matter is calling to kill the police. No, it's not. But let's say that I am. Let's say that I'm sitting here as a black dude saying, let's murder fucking the white devil. You know, they have no place. They brought us to this country, then they suppress us. We need to rise up against them. I'm saying all this visceral, right?
Right.
If another black dude hears me and goes, yeah, yeah, and then goes out and stabs a fucking banker, a white banker in the face, then that's not because of what dude was crazy anyway.
Right, right.
Let people like that, let white people who are like fucking the black devil nigger don't have no place in our society, get them out.
Yeah.
Let that dude say that. Because, like you said, get that racism up front. And there's enough decent people here that people that are, I don't even want to say on the fence, but anybody that it might influence one way or the other, they're going to be like, dude, that guy's saying some crazy shit. And then they're going to look at majority of society going, that guy is such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, let him say that, but then let us just be like, dude, you're such an asshole.
Right, yeah. Let them expose themselves. Because this is kind of the thing with Trump, is all these people seem to have this idea. They like that he's saying this because nobody's ever saying this. That's because idiotic speech and bigotry, just let it fly. Like, I'm not saying let it fly free and let it go. Like, obviously, you have to make sure that there's fairness in the marketplace. Right. You can't have people not hiring people because of their ethnicity. Those things totally have those. But words, let people go. Because you've now oppressed these idiots, and they hear somebody coded language, which is a lot of what Trump is doing. It's all code. It's all dog whistle shit. Yeah. They hear that, and they go, oh, well, this is refreshing. Somebody's saying the horrible things that I think in my trailer here.
And then when you attack him, even if they're borderline on his side, but even if they're like 50-50, like, I just don't know about this guy. Because I'm not going to lie, there are some things that Donald Trump says. And I've said this before in the podcast. Donald Trump says three things. Like, I know some really starch Republicans that are even like, no, he always says one thing extra, one thing he doesn't need. He always takes it a step too far. Mm-hmm. And, like, the best example, because we were talking about this, is so, like, they're hardcore Republicans, dude.
Yeah.
They're abstaining this year. But they're just like, he'll say something about, you know, we need to focus on American schools. We need to, you know, we need to get education number one again. We need to, you know, get rid of this problem. We need to make America great. Okay, right. I'm with that. I'm in America.
No, it's not just make America great.
Well, no.
It's that last word.
Just wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
So he says,
finish the bit.
Okay, again. No, this isn't.
I know, I'm just fucking.
Oh, no, this isn't, because this isn't even funny. This is just, it's a little funny, but it's more scary. And then he'll say something like, we need to tighten our borders and watch the people that are coming over and the criminals coming in this country. It's like, look, I understand what you're trying to say, but there's a better way to do it than how you're talking. Chill out.
Yeah.
And we need to make all Muslims sign a register and wear a badge. Whoa, 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 whoa. No. We did that before in America.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well. We did that to Japanese people during World War II. Hitler did it and then almost killed an entire fucking... Because, I mean, we're more closely related to Hitler on that one if we did that. Because we're doing it by religion, not by ethnicity.
Right.
Like, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay. And there's a proven success... not success, right? it's proven historically that's not an effective method. It is not worth what it costs you in the end.
No,
the idea that's a knee jerk idea. Oh, we don't understand this. Let's contain it.
Right,
right. That's essentially what that caveman idea is. I don't understand it. Contain it.
Yeah, and there are people that have that fear. But when you attack Donald Trump, you don't. When you attack him, when the SJWs come out of the fucking woodwork and start screaming and yelling and holding up signs, they do it so extreme, and they do it about every fucking thing. Everything to the point that the real causes get lost in the bullshit, that the people that are 50-50 about it are just like, they're annoyed now. So now they're more willing to be like, dude, Donald's just being bullied.
Yeah.
They're calling him a bully, but they're bullying him.
They are.
It's reverse bully. Like, so now they're getting angry and they're getting on Donald's side.
Yeah, it definitely, like, the protesters on the left have only made him stronger. They haven't been able to really dent it at all. But, you know what I saw today that's fascinating?
What?
Donald Trump has an ugly daughter.
Did you know that? Which one?
Like he's all about trumping up the... I didn't even mean that punny-wise, but punny. Yeah, he's all about, like, showing off Ivanka, right? Because Ivanka's pretty fucking hot, despite the fact that she looks like Phoebe from Friends. And
his wife's a MILF.
His wife is a MILF. She's also clearly purchased.
Millennia or whatever.
Yeah. Millennia, yeah.
Millennia, I don't care.
Is another thing in the Trump thing that fascinates me. How the fuck does anyone look at those two and think they're in love?
Oh, no.
There's, I'm sorry, Republicans and Trump supporters. There's no fucking way you can look me in the eye seriously and look at that couple and think, oh, well, these two, they just fell in love. They were perfect for
each other.
She's
in love with a lifestyle.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be in love with that lifestyle? Yeah. I'd fuck him.
But, yeah, well, we're actually going to, that's a topic that's in the topic bowl.
Is it? That I'll fuck?
No. Which Trump would you fuck?
That's really specific.
Which Trump would you fuck? So we're going to move off. If you want to reach on the topic bowl later and see if you get that or a different one, but we're not, because I don't want to delve too deep into that and then possibly pull it out later.
Yeah, I got to bring it back, though, because I want to get this out about Trump's ugly daughter. This fascinates me, right? Because I had no idea, because they're busy showing off the pretty one everywhere, right? She makes speeches and shit, but the ugly one, nowhere to be found.
Didn't she go through, like, a bunch of plastic surgery?
Probably.
What is her name?
Well, here's what I thought instantly when I found out about this today, right?
I had to look her up.
I've got to wonder, from her perspective, does it hurt more or less that he hasn't publicly said whether he wants to fuck her or not? Because clearly he was talking about the other one, right? All the times he talked about how good-looking she was and how
he'd
be dating
Ivanka.
Her. Yeah.
Let's see. Give me her fucking sip. I want his...
God, we're going to workshop this bit now. Her name is Tiffany Trump.
Oh, see, that's what I needed, because I forgot. So I was trying to find Donald Trump's... All right, hold on.
Which makes sense, because that sounds like the most white trash name ever.
Oh, dude, I don't think she's ugly.
Okay, come on. She's got... Okay. Yeah.
No, she...
Look at that one, like, where she's,
like this
village
one?
People with the fucking hat on.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, her face looks really weird.
That is horrific.
No, they're not. You can just tell she's had this one's horrific. She's had plastic surgery done. She's had some shit done to her eyes, her cheeks.
She's caked
her
with
mouth.
Makeup.
Yeah, she's caked. But I mean, she. Oh my God, she kind of looks like.
Don't get me wrong. She's not. She's not like the most frightening person in the world.
There's an actress she kind of looks like, and I can't
that
remember
because
who
she's not so classically gorgeous. She's not been pushed out there at all. She's not standing on the stages.
No, she gets to stay on the stage. She's just off to the side by like the brothers.
Okay.
The fucking.
They're hiding her.
Well,
between those handsome, young, delightful.
Well,
people.
I think they kind of do it in order of like importance to Donald.
Yeah.
And, like, his daughter, Ivanka, like, God damn it, I hope I'm not wrong when I say this, but what I believe is she runs a lot of business. Like, he has, what, 515, active businesses right now?
Right.
Which is one of the things. Look, I'm not coming to Donald Trump's defense.
Those people probably don't do shit. His kids are the CEOs of companies, and they are probably the worst.
Well, no,
they do nothing.
I've heard that she's actually business-minded. She's
legit
smart.
Legit does it.
But that's why she's right there, because she's... Okay. Like, to the point where, like, Donald Jr. and... I know Donald Jr., like, supposedly he has a title.
Yeah.
And it's pretty empty.
Yeah.
Like, from what I've heard, some things I've read, and I'm not coming to their defense, but she actually is pretty smart and business-minded, and he kind of takes a back seat.
James Bailey is a Trump supporter.
Oh, God, no. Dude, I'm all...
Boycott this podcast.
I'm all about Gary Johnson, man. I'm voting Libertarian.
Yeah, I'm on board with that, too. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna vote for Hillary. I'm not doing that,
dude. She,
I'm not doing it. Sorry, guys. All the people who are like, you're being ridiculous. No, fuck it.
She's a criminal. She's a criminal.
She's awful. She's a terrible choice.
She's a She literally, said, it was only ever on one device. I gave them all the emails. I didn't have classified information, because all of those things that she said she didn't do, they're illegal. And so then she turns around, or the FBI, the Comey. Oh, no, we found it on multiple devices. We found 33,000 emails that she deleted, that she did not turn, that we recovered. Mm-hmm. And some of it was classified, top secret, and it was designated classified, designated top secret. So two different levels of classification going increasingly.
But is anybody surprised by any of this? I mean, I'm not surprised at all that she lied.
I thought
and I'm not surprised
something.
At all that the things she was doing were illegal.
No,
I'm
no,
not
but
surprised.
I thought something would have happened.
No, nothing ever happens to those people.
At the very least, that she wouldn't be running anymore.
Well, look, everybody that regulates that controls that. Do you want to be the first guy that sets the precedent that might put your ass away next? Of course that's not going to happen. They will always protect each other. As much as they slander each other and divide people,
again,
which is their job, is dividing people through fear and anger and frustration. So
well, that's
they can
what the media
cut
and,
up the votes.
Ugh. That's what I... Yeah. They're
never going to hold each other accountable. Fucking George W. Bush should have went to jail. That dude should have went to jail.
A lot of people should have went to jail.
Yeah.
They freaked out over Bill Clinton getting a blowjob and wanting him to quit his job. She has... there's evidence of it. There's video of her staunchly denying doing the things that she did that the State Department said are against regulations. Like, no, there's... In nothing, like,
well,
at least drop out.
They just chose not to prosecute and walk away. I mean, everybody knows she did it. I think everybody assumed that she did
it. Yeah, but at least
too,
something should have happened. You can't run for president. You can't do this. You can't just, well, yeah, you completely fucked up. You could have exposed us to another country. Like,
yeah, she's going to get elected on a scandal. Like, currently on one, not even in the office. What's she going to do next? Like, personally, I don't really give a shit. The whole email thing, I don't give it. Like, it doesn't, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is I'm sure she knew that was illegal, and she did it anyway.
No, she did.
And then lied about it. So we know she's willing to do this.
It's above, you acted above the law.
Right.
For your own petty convenience.
Right.
It wasn't even like, it didn't help her. She could have done her job just with a little bit less convenience. But no, she was like, this is what's easiest for me, so this is what I'm going to do. I don't care about.
Yeah.
Federal regulations.
Right. Well, she doesn't care about laws. She's a lawyer. Her job is to figure out how to make the laws do what she wants.
Oh, and so I just found out about another lie that she told that was something absolutely ridiculous.
Is this the part about you having a big dick?
No, that was a lie that Michelle Obama told.
Yes. Michelle, you nasty bitch.
Because
how
I
dare
tongued,
you say that about James
I
Bailey?
I tongued her beat. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, Mr. President. I have a lot of respect for them. Their only quote-unquote scandal, which I don't even count as a scandal because it's really, was the whole birth certificate thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
not,
really?
That was a completely fictional.
Come on, man.
That was a fictional scandal.
On,
that's not, that does not even count as
like,
a scandal.
That's just a desperate grab.
Yeah, that's
Come
just
on,
people
man.
Just talking shit.
Like, they're not going to do their research beforehand.
Right.
Like,
well,
the National Democratic Convention is just like, wait a minute. We're putting you up for president and you were born. Wait,
okay.
Like.
Right, and then half of those motherfuckers got no problem with a white dude who's clearly a Canadian, right? Ted Cruz was a fucking Canadian.
Was he really?
Yeah, and they had no problem with that guy. No problem with him. Like, okay, but I get it. I mean, Canada is different than Kenya, because
you know,
Kenya's scary because those people
Africa.
Are African. You know?
Yeah, they just wanted another way to be like, we can't let a nigger be president.
Right. We need to find a way. I know.
Dude, I gotta give it up for Ted Cruz, oh man. The fucking just coming out at the RNC and putting his dick on the fucking glass, bro.
I did kind of respect that he didn't do it, actually.
He didn't endorse Trump. And he didn't like just straight come out and say, don't vote for Trump. He just said, vote your conscience.
Well, here's the thing. When Trump, if Trump fails to win this election, they get to look to him as the one guy that took a stand.
Yeah. Oh, that was super smart on his part.
Yeah.
That was like... But again, it was just very ballsy, and he just comes out and puts his dick on the glass.
Yeah, he put all his money on the roulette table.
I mean,
it all on black.
I still wouldn't vote for him, but yo, props, son.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. There are a couple things I'm not 100% behind.
Yeah, he's clearly better than the other two. He's clearly better.
He did good work as the governor of New Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Did good work there. Helped the economy. I'm not 100% on his stance on gun control. That kind of makes me nervous.
What is his stance on gun control?
No restrictions.
No restrictions.
Nope. Just
so I can get a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Let's elect Gary Johnson, and I'm going to open mics with a rocket launcher. And if you people don't laugh at my fucking new jokes, you're getting blown the fuck up. Gary Johnson, 2016.
And then what, like, he has another one that I'm not 100% behind because I don't, but in all honesty, I don't really know how it would work. But he wants to get rid of, like,
look, dude.
Social Security. And yeah. It's like, dude, I paid in a lot of fucking money to Social Security. Like,
all right, well, let's give that shit back and stop. Let's just call. If we're going to end it, everybody has to get paid back what they put in.
Oh, I'm good with that.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you give that shit back, we're good. But yeah. You got to figure something else out because old people are living longer and longer. The fastest growing demographic in the country is 80 to 85. That pretty much means even you and I, as old as fuck as we are probably going to make it to 80 to 85. Actually, no, we're comedians. We're probably not going to make it to 45.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed, buddy.
Let's wrap this shit up. It's been too long.
That's why I'm not
talking about the podcast in my life. The podcast is great. Let's keep going. If you're listening, sit down, get a Coke, because we're going to continue.
We probably won't kill ourselves during this podcast. Anyway, that's why I'm almost, there's, and I do have a bit about this, but I'm not going to do the bit, but there is just a tiny part of me that does honestly kind of want Trump to win, and just for the legit reason of, let's get this fucking apocalypse started.
Yeah.
Let's bring about the end of the fucking world, and let's just get it over with.
I told my wife like a month ago, I was like, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. And she was like, whatever. And I was like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, we either got 8 years of Hillary or 4 years of Trump.
No, there's no way we have 8 years of Hillary. They've got to roll out somebody better next year. I mean.
Well, look, one of those two is going to win. Johnson's not going to win.
No, I see.
Johnson's not going to win, and that's unfortunate.
No, because no
one
say
likes
that.
The choices.
Don't. That's why you can't say that. Listen, everybody. First of all, you got to stop believing the mainstream media, who only tells you that it's a two-part. It is not a two-party system. Yes, there's been two-party dominated for years, but this is the perfect fucking year and opportunity to realize one thing. No, but literally 95% of the people I know are not voting for Hillary. They're not voting for Trump. They're voting against Hillary or against Trump.
Never Trump, never Hillary.
Right.
But still, like enough, so many of these people, they just, I agree with you. They should get the message. Everybody should get the message because no one, really, there's, I know a handful of people that actually like the candidate they're voting for, but almost everyone, even in the polling across the country, no one likes these fucking people.
Dude.
No one.
It's insane. And this is literally, I went back and forth with somebody the other day whose only argument was, so do you want Trump to win? What will we say to each other when Trump wins? Well, what are you going to tell our children when Trump? Like they literally was just saying that in like different ways.
Right.
They tried to bring up how Nader coming in as a third party and a bunch of people voting for Nader cost Gore the election. Okay, you know what? You're old enough to remember that too.
I voted for Nader that year. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But let's be fucking real about something. Gore caused Gore the election. Gore had the personality of a fucking wet plywood.
Maybe the Supreme Court cost Gore that election, too. There's a lot of factors on that one.
Yeah, well, no, that was the second one, right?
No.
Yeah, that was the second one because the first Bush one he just stole.
No.
Okay. Oh, no, that you're was the first
about,
one.
Are you talking about George W. Bush versus Gore, or are you talking about Clinton beating
George W.?
Okay. George W. Okay.
Yeah, W.
I'm confused. W.
Like to play dress up.
Did you see the video that was going around today where they were comparing the way W talked about war protesters to the way that Trump was or
no?
It's pretty ridiculous, dude. Because they compared like W talking and being very sympathetic and empathetic to parents who had lost children in war. And to see that and then see the way Trump does it and you go, wow, W was classier than this fucking piece of shit. Like this guy it's so amazing how somebody can have the same political ideologies as you and you'll just forgive them so much. Like look how much these people that are supporting Trump, they'll forgive this guy anything because he's got the same political ideology.
Same thing as Hillary. I heard a Hillary reporter say, now the FBI is not pressing charges, so that means she didn't do it. Leave her alone. Literally those words. No, that does not mean.
Yeah.
We literally have her saying, we have him saying she did. Just because he's not prosecuting doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, they're not the Pope.
that's just
they
like...
They don't just come out and claim that it never happened.
My thing was, well, that's like saying, oh, well, because the Stanford rapist only got 6 months, he probably didn't do anything that bad then, right? I mean, that's what that means.
It was just the tip.
Yeah, according to your logic, the sentencing, you know, is the affluenza teen. Oh, he just mowed down, or he just killed four people, but he didn't get anything with probation. He must not have been that bad.
Yeah.
I saw somebody
People didn't die that much.
Yeah, I saw somebody do the Casey Anthony, what did they say? It was on Twitter. It was like, that's like saying Casey Anthony was found innocent, so I'm going to let her babysit my kids.
Yeah, come on over, Casey.
Yeah.
I'm not home by midnight. You just go ahead and put that...
Yeah, do what you gonna do, girl.
Do you?
I mean, don't miss bar time, girl. Right.
I'm only paying you $8.50 an hour. I'm not expecting that much.
Wrap it back to the point that we're gonna get off this because we got to get silly before we end this. Like I said, 95% of the people are not voting for somebody; they're voting against somebody. They're voting against Trump. They're voting against Hillary. If 75% of those people just went, no, I'm gonna vote for Gary Johnson. Granted, I may not be 100%, because I'm not 100% with him, but at least he's not a lying sociopath or a racist xenophobe.
Agreed. I always like the candidate where I believe what they... If they're sincere, if I believe what they believe, I'm good with that person, even if it's a little different. Right. What I really don't like is... I have no idea what Hillary Clinton really believes.
Yeah.
No clue. She's so willing to lie and say
and take
whatever.
Money.
Yeah.
She's bought and paid for.
Yeah. Like,
so who
you
knows?
You can't project on her that she believes anything. Does she believe that gay people should be able to get married? Who the fuck knows?
I mean, because I know, like, she came late to the lesbian party. Whatever.
I don't believe her. Like, okay, I don't.
I just don't believe her. I just don't believe her in general.
I don't think she believes in anything. That's my problem.
Oh, I forgot to say.
Does she believe anything?
I just found out she said in an interview that she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, one of the first people to climb Mount Everest. She was already 6 years old when he climbed Mount Everest. Why were you named after some random dude 6 years before he did anything relevant? You know, like... You lie about stupid shit.
Right.
You are unprovoked. And it's easily fact-checked. That's just lying to lie. That's a sociopathic behavior.
Yeah, that is a sociopathic behavior. She's lying to gain some sort of credibility whenever she's saying these things. It's the same lie about her getting shot at when she was trying to
land. When Benghazi
landed,
yeah.
You didn't need to tell that lie.
There's no point to it. You're already in a dangerous situation.
You're basically trying to fuck us. You're telling us your cool story, so we think you're awesome.
She said Chelsea was jogging around, or she was jogging in New York on 9/11, like, I was kind of half paying attention to it because I was listening to it at work. What is his name? Steven Crowder?
Yeah. Louder with Crowder.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, he's a little far out, but I wanted to hear...
he's a fucking dipshit.
He is, but I wanted to hear what he was talking about. And then I kind of, Googled. So it's like, oh, no, this is on several news sources. She said anyway, said something about, Chelsea was jogging, around... Not, when it happened, but on 9/11 was jogging around the towers, I think it was something along the lines of, oh, if it had been such and such hours later, such and such time later, she could have been, you know, like, it's so traumatic, I couldn't imagine.
Right.
There's no reason to do that. All you have to say is, I have a child, I couldn't imagine.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do that little bit extra.
I wonder if the political guys that talk to these people just do kind of the same thing that comedians do. They're like, well, you don't have to say that happened 6 years ago. You can say it happened on your way to the club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're just like embellishing it to make it more relatable. I mean, that is ultimately what they're trying to do, is they're trying to craft these bullshit stories. Like that bullshit one, I was out on the campaign road the other day and a woman came up to me who had no body. She was a ghost, ladies and gentlemen, and she was worried that she could not pay her rent, and I will make sure that every non-corporeal being will be able to afford rent in the city of where the fuck am I right now.
Just have that little mic in his ear.
Yeah,
Cleveland, motherfucker, Cleveland. Yeah, dude, so it's... I'm going to vote for Johnson. You should vote for Johnson. Listeners,
I am voting for Johnson.
Well, you know what? No, I'm sorry. You know what? Listeners, vote for who you want to vote for.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for Johnson because I agree with the legalization of marijuana. I agree with getting big government out of education. He wants to get rid of the Department of Education, let states regulate themselves. I'm okay with smaller government.
Oh, okay. So he wants to make pot legal and get rid of the educational system? Clearly he wants y'all to be dumber.
Not the educational system, but that is a good point.
I'm just
he's for tax reform. He's
the dumbest argument possible.
He wants to raise the minimum wage. Yeah, he's going to go lax on gun control, which I'm not 100% with. And I'd have to, like, he wants to, he's with, or for privatization of hospitals, which, again, I would worry that too many people would be too greedy, so it would really be the more money, the better care. I have a feeling, though, with the way the nation's turning, that there would be enough good quality care for people who couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that somehow that would get worked, like, I'm not smart enough to sit here and tell you how. Probably, you know, a couple of very altruistic people, a couple of altruistic companies, doctors who are like, okay, well, I'll work 4 days a week at this, you know, expensive hospital for these rich assholes, and then 1 day a week I'm going at this clinic. And enough doctors would do that so there would be good clinics everywhere. Mm-hmm. That'd be, you know, I want to say that would happen. So there's enough that I'm with Gary Johnson on, and he's not a lying sociopath, and he's not a racist xenophobe. He's all about marriage equality. And he wants full equal rights, adoption, everything for LGBTQ, TQ, whatever.
TQ, whatever letters you're adding on there.
We
got your back.
Yeah, there's so many letters. I'm not bright, okay? I love you guys.
Yeah, keep it simple. A lot of us are really dumb guys.
I don't care. Do what you want to do. Whatever makes you happy. Yeah. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, fucking have at it.
Absolutely. That is the rule. Is America ready for gay people to... No, who gives a fuck what you're ready for? It has nothing to do with you, fuckface. Shut up.
Like...
the maddest I think I've ever gotten in my whole life just now.
Go to every gay wedding? No.
You don't have to go. But maybe some people we should make them. That should be your punishment. If you go on a racist Twitter tirade, you have to go to like a gay interracial wedding and you have to be on your best behavior.
Dude, and they're just going to treat you good and you're going to be like, oh, I guess it's pretty fun.
Back. Yeah. What if they had a good time?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Dude, I'm dying to go to a gay wedding.
Really?
I wish I had some gay friends that would get gay married so I'd go to the gay wedding and have a gay old time.
Yeah.
I mean, not that gay of an old time.
Let's go to a gay wedding together.
Oh, that'd be great.
You can be my plus one if I get invited.
We'll watch each other's back.
If you get an invite,
I got
you. Plus one. Cool.
I got you.
We're doing this. We're going to live stream podcast.
When gay marriage was first, because it was nationwide legal a while ago, but Florida, you could get like a civil union type of thing. Like you could have the ceremony, I think, in an official capacity. But I just remember going to a gay and lesbian wedding expo with my friend Chastity, who Betty Rocker Bakeries. She also has a food truck. If you need any baking done, look her up. Fucking amazing and super creative, wild shit. Like that's why it's Betty Rocker.
I get it. I'm giggling over here. Yeah. Betty Rocker.
Well, dude, she is, because she's like a mom, and she bakes and shit, but, like, she does, like...
She listens to metal!
And she has, like, really cool, like, skull designs and, like, really wild designs, and she's really creative, and she's out there. But she's a great chick. Chastity, Betty Rocker Bakeries, look it up. But anyway.
Where'd you get this birthday cake for your kid? Oh, I got it at Betty Rocker's. Is that why it says 666?
That
was a big setup for a really dumb bit.
Yeah, whatever, it worked. So a couple years ago, she had just broken up with her girlfriend at the time. And she wanted to go to this expo to, like, you know, hand out business cards and network and shit. So she threw it on Facebook. She's like, who wants to go? And I was like, yo, I am fucking down. And it was cool. Like, I was kind of hoping for something. Like, I was hoping to walk in, like, a banquet ballroom with, like, fucking drag queens swinging across fucking chandeliers. But it wasn't. It was nice and quiet. And, like, everybody at their table set up for photography and cakes and bartenders and this and that. And we just walked, but everybody was super friendly.
Well, look, dude, like the pressure is on at a gay wedding, right?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like a new thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that thing where like a black guy feels like, oh, I'm in this corporate job, so I have to act very respectably and not, you know, that sort of.
Don't fuck this up for everybody.
Right. Don't fuck this up for everybody, John. Yeah. You just got in here. You're breaking the glass ceiling.
Gay couple walks out of church, mows down 17 heterosexual couples. Right. Oh, way to fuck it up for everybody, Steve and Larry. All right, no more gay weddings. God damn it.
That's what I'm saying. Like the first gay wedding in the state can't be like the biggest big gay owl party or something.
They're just like, all right, I got to keep it together. Keep it cool. No pressure. Right. No pressure. Game time. Woo!
There's probably like a closed door super gay wedding at every gay wedding.
That's the one I want to go
to. It's like, this is our public face. Okay, everybody get your game face on. We need to be very well behaved here. Okay, we're going to pull this off without a hitch. And then later on, it's bondage and the mustaches are coming out.
I want to go to the one that fucking, goddamn, that's the one that fucking Ralphie May was talking about. And have you seen This Is Not Happening?
With the Ralphie May one? I know I've seen Ralphie May on there one, but I can't recall that story.
All right, he does want to go into a gay wedding, which, by the way, listeners, you need... Oh, and this will be a perfect lead into the Netflix Pearls. If you're not already watching it, and I think I might have mentioned this, actually, but Ari Shaffir, This Is Not Happening, Comedy Central, a bunch of the episodes, unedited, uncut, are on fucking YouTube. There's like 80 in a playlist. Dude, seriously, just hysterical comics, comedians, comedians. Just telling real stories, like shit that actually... Henry Rollins is on there. Dude, his is so funny. His is about taking acid for the first time, and like, you got, dude, it's so funny. Him being like this like little straight-edge rocker dude in Black Flag Society. Mm-hmm. And this dude just being like, you need to eat acid because you're an asshole. And him being like 19, like, okay, sir, whatever you like. And just like, it's so... the one with Jim Brewer... No, that was me. I kicked though.
Oh, okay.
The one with Jim Brewer, I literally had to stop the podcast at work and gather myself and get my shit together. I was laughing so fucking hard. But yeah, the one with Ralphie May is talking about like a big gay super wedding with like fucking drag queens singing and like everybody having like pills on the table. Just like, okay, everybody, take your pills. We're partying till 3 a.m. And like disco lights and like craziness. So
that's
like
a good wedding.
Yeah, like that's one I want to go to. I want to be fed a bunch of fucking drugs at a fucking gay wedding and dance till 3 a.m. It'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some Molly going.
All right, so...
Make this a real love fest to celebrate
What's your Netflix pearl? My Netflix pearl for my listeners who are new to the show is any movie or TV show that people may or may not be aware of but need to be watching or really should watch and see. Can be on Netflix, can be anywhere. Just some sort of medium. How can they get to it? What is it about? Actors, let's go.
I don't watch a lot of shit anymore, but Stranger Things was pretty fucking badass, but that needs no plug.
It's been mentioned several times. Yeah.
Everybody's fucking on to that one. That's good shit. Outside of that, you know what I watched the other night? I watched the Tony Robbins one, I Am Not Your Guru.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Was not
What's
bad.
That like? Now, what's it about? Because he's a guru, so why would he say, I'm not your guru? Because isn't he a guru?
I don't know.
Well, kind of.
He's getting awful close to being a fucking cult leader, I'll tell you that much.
I don't think he's trying to, though, is he?
No, I don't think he's shooting for that. But, boy, if he wanted to. Like, if that idea gets in his head, that dude's got a fucking cult.
So, kind of, what's the... Because we all know who Tony Robbins is. Fucking world-famous motivational speaker with the gigantic mouth. He's like 6'4".
It almost seems like he's maybe trying to paint himself in a different light maybe a little bit. Or maybe that's really him. I don't know. But it does seem like he's trying to paint himself as this super good guy who's... And maybe he is. I don't fucking know.
Well, I've never heard anything bad about him. He's helped millions of people with motivation issues.
Yeah, I've never seen anything bad about him. You know, as far as, like, people who got famous and rich for doing, like, infomercials, he seems like he's maybe a little on the level. Whereas most people that are selling that shit are, you know, go fuck yourself.
He's been around the longest.
Yeah.
And, like, I've heard the most.
Never heard a scandal.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, there's a lot of people who, I know people who have his shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're still pretty fucked up.
Let's make this guy president. He'll have some good speeches, at least. He curses a lot, which I like.
Dude, I'm with it.
Which I like. And he just flat out calls people on their bullshit to their face, which is, it's a pretty cool documentary just for that. But there are definitely some culty moments.
Yeah. But you think it's more of just like, if he wanted to, not that he's trying to.
Well, you know, as long as if people start moving into a compound with him, we know. Like, that's what we know. Like, you go to his house in Miami or wherever he lives, and there's like more than 12 people there. Shit's getting shady.
Well, dude, I've thought about opening a compound.
Well, yeah, but it's different when it's like there's a known leader at the compound. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if there's 12 dudes at Lil Wayne's house. That's not weird. You know what I mean?
That's not a compound.
Weird. The guy's got a skate park on his fucking house. There's gonna be a lot of people.
No, what I want to do. Well, not want to do. What I've had a thought to do before. was to get just a shit ton of acreage out in, say, like, somewhere where it'd be cheap because, you know, it's not heavily populated, where I could just be out in the middle of nowhere, like one of the Dakotas or some shit. You know, like, literally just out in the middle of fucking nowhere, nobody around me, just 10, 15 acres, maybe 20 acres, farmland, right? And literally build.
You're going to hurt an animal. That's
no,
what you're going to do.
Listen, Jesus Christ, man.
I'm on to you.
And literally build, like, you know, a couple little houses and have them spread out and have, like, a little compound. Maybe have a central building where everybody can hang out and, like, okay. You know, and, like, everybody has their own place and then there may be a central building. And then everybody farms, like, right. Different things. And you just live naturally, live off the land. Of course, somebody's going to have to cultivate all the weed.
Yes.
And then for shit that we would need, we would go into town and, like, so it'd be kind of like a little hippie commune.
Yeah. Have you looked into permaculture farming?
But not that hippie.
Kind of what you're talking about there. There's still plenty of places that are doing that. I think even more so now.
But I want weed to be such a focus. Like, that's why I got to be in the middle of nowhere so we can just smoke.
Anywhere there's a commune or a permaculture farm, there are people growing weed.
So what's permaculture then?
Permaculture farming is kind of it's a newer concept, but it's... I honestly don't know enough about it to describe it well, but their idea basically in permaculture farming is to use everything. So they've found like really clever ways to grow things that are really very ingenious, and you're really just living off the land and kind of recycling and using everything you've got there to maximum efficiency.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't use pesticides, you use chickens. You know, you move the chickens to this part of the crop this day, and you move them this way. And,
right.
And, again, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, no, it's kind of, I see what you're saying. It's
pretty fascinating.
It's old school.
Yeah.
It's old school. That's what they used to do.
And it's sort of new school. It's, I don't know. I mean, those might be a lot of old techniques, but I think a lot of it is a newer concept that's catching on.
Maybe with some of the ways they do, like, the irrigation and recycling. And the materials, obviously, like, because you can, you know, use, like, plastic jugs and whatnot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the idea is true sustainable living.
Yeah. See, dude, that's what... All right, god damn it,
look,
man.
If my garbage truck doesn't come for 2 weeks, my house is not... I'm not going to be able to live there anymore.
Right, no, it's fucking condemned.
Right.
Like, all right, god damn it. Because this is about to be a fucking rabbit hole. You ready for this? This is going to be fun.
Oh, we're going deep.
Okay, so there...
Hold on, I have to itch my butthole real quick.
Itch it.
No,
itch it
I
good.
Didn't really have to do it. I just wanted to say something really gross.
So hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, man survived just fine.
Okay.
And it was, like you said, it was sustainable energy, it was renewable energy, whatever.
Can
we...
Can you prove this?
We're here today, dipshit.
All right, we're done.
Whatever you put into the ground... Or whatever you took out of the ground, you put something back in. So, you know, you used, like you said, where you moved the chickens around. So you take the chickens around. Not, when they're shitting, you're, you know, mixing it in with the soil, using it as a fertilizer. They're eating the bugs out of there. They're being fed.
Word.
Okay, so that's all natural. You're not adding any chemicals in. And then when a chicken gets old or it can't lay any more eggs, if it dies for whatever reason, then you eat it. Recycling. Then you take the bones and the guts and the stuff you can eat. Mm-hmm. What you can't make a tool out of or what you can't use for some other purpose, you put back into the fucking ground.
Right.
And it's just, and man survived like that. And then they started getting more clever. We started inventing shit like irrigation ditches and roadways. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, there's more people than there used to be. We got to make this bigger, better, faster, mm-hmm. easier. And that just progressed throughout time to, you know, eventually inventions like, you know, the cotton gin. And, you know, then steel mills and now oil refining. So now we're so dependent on quickest, fastest, easiest that we don't even care what we're doing to the earth. Like, no. We're fully notified.
Yeah, we don't have time. I don't have time to eat something healthy, so I'm going to McDonald's. Much less do I have time to give a shit about what the planet's going to look like in 50 years.
You know for a fucking fact how horrible McDonald's is to you.
Right.
There's videos... And there's science, or not even scientific. I mean, it's not kind of scientific, but there's like experiments where dudes were just like, yeah, man, I got a double cheeseburger. I just like left it on my desk in the wrapper for like months. It never spoiled. It got hard as fuck, but it never got moldy. Never like, because it wasn't like he just kept it inside. He's like, it never stank. It stopped smelling like a burger at all, lost and just turned hard, but never turned green or anything. Like, that's not what food does, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Food,
like, that's
food is supposed to decay.
Yeah, like food decay. Like that's what happens. Even in an air-conditioned environment, that's fine. It's just going to take longer, but it's still going to happen.
But it doesn't happen with that shit.
No.
You could build like a tent out of like fucking McGriddles.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
Shit would last forever. Okay, maybe not the McGriddle, that thing.
No, that.
A little bit.
Yeah, that, all
that sausage
syrup
patty
and shit
will be there forever.
Oh, yeah, the sausage patty.
That's not going anywhere.
You could chuck that at your enemies in self defense. Like, right. That's what in the zombie apocalypse.
It might get a little harder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But so, and now there are people who do the things like the what do you call it, the permaculture farming?
Yeah, permaculture farming.
Permaculture farming, and people who do like the tiny houses. Some of them are just fucking like weirdos, but there are a lot of people who do tiny houses to try to reduce their quote unquote carbon footprint.
I would go on record and say almost all of those people are weirdos. Or they wouldn't. I'm not saying that they're crazy. I'm not saying that they're even bad people. But something takes you in that direction. It's just like any other weird direction somebody goes in life. Something strange has happened to you to put you in that direction.
Well, all right. This one dude, right? He was a single father. I can't remember if it was like a divorce or whatever. But he was a single father. He bought a tiny home because his daughter was at this age. I think she was like 10 or 12. So it was maybe she was like eight to ten. So it was just perfect where if they had their own spaces, it could be a tiny house. They didn't need a ton of privacy.
Yeah.
And like the lot that he got it on was like a friend's property. He could get like, so I mean, they had their own space and everything when they were home. He's like, but all the money he was saving on like mortgage for a big house and all this and that, he traveled the world with his daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, I only have a couple years to do this. Then she'll be busy with school. You know, it'll be older, it'll be more expensive. Like, I'll have to get a bigger house. She'll have to have her own space. So he's like, right now, while I have this opportunity, this is what I'm going to do. And some people do it where they're just pulling, basically, they're pulling their house and they're traveling around the country. And it's just cheaper. And it's a little bit nicer than a trailer. Because, I mean, dude, have you seen some of these?
Yeah, I have.
They're fucking impressive, man. Yeah. Their use of space.
A lot of
and
them is that seems like it's a big trend right now.
There's one in Dunedin.
Yeah, is there?
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I'll tell you, I don't want to.
Dunedin's probably a good spot for something like that.
I don't want to say where it is because I don't want people. Well, I mean, I don't have any listeners. Okay,
you don't want the millions and millions of James Bailey listeners going there saying bad things about Mexicans.
It's on Salon in between Belcher and CR1.
Okay.
So if you're coming down Belcher from like Main Street, so you're coming down Belcher, you make that left on Salon, it'll be just two or three blocks on the right hand side. It's a little wood one, and it's a stationary one, but it's a tiny house, and the rest of their lot's big. So dude, they have a huge amount of yard.
It'd be fucking awesome if like the people that live there were like listening to this, and right as they're listening to this, they look out the window and we're standing.
Creepy.
Just like with our headphones still on.
Oh,
we love your house. Can we come inside and Netflix?
That's a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, it's like
the
worst horror movie.
It's like The Ring, but instead of a videotape, it's a podcast.
It's the most straight to Lisbon. The podcast that will kill you,
honey. This
it
podcast
never ends.
Is...
These guys have been talking for like 3 months.
Honey, this podcast is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Did you hear that outside? Was that a bump?
I think first they were talking about Trump, and now they're demonically chanting. This is fucked up.
Was that? Honey, do you hear that outside? It sounds like two out of shape guys catching their breath because they just jogged across the yard. Like, it's not even we're trying to be creepy or pervy. We jogged across the yard so you wouldn't see us. Just give us a second, fuck.
I want to get all that Roundup on my shoes and die.
But so how the fuck did we get on the subject of tiny houses?
I don't know. Permaculture, something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I told you it was a rabbit hole, dude. It was weird.
Yeah, that's we're pretty much in conspiracy theory talk this whole
time.
Well,
no, it's not conspiracy theory. It's just we did earlier.
Mindsets maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
Mindset. So, like, we have so many people in this country who even though they can see the evidence, they've been told there's evidence, there's all this evidence of like global warming, of there being too many people, of like you can see trends, and you can just move around.
Right.
Like I'm 36, you're 40. Think about how space was when you were like 20, mm-hmm. 15. I mean, granted, when you're like 5 and 10, the world seems huge, but like when I was a teenager, my hometown of Wisconsin was fucking minuscule. Now when I go there, there's fucking traffic lights and fucking there's people everywhere. It's like, no, what the fuck? This is 20 years. 20 years, this town has, like, quadrupled in size. They have multiple grocery stores, multiple this, where before there was like a town store,
right.
Northside Mart, and it was a strip mall, and it was like a half a grocery store. If you wanted anything major, you had to drive like 30 yeah. minutes.
Is it more? I think it looks bigger. Almost because it's got a combination of, you know, not just the population growth, but also the growth of commercialism. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
everything's bigger now than it used to be. Like, you know, it used to be downtown was the place where you went shopping and all those right. mom-and-pop shops. And now it's right. like, you go to the fucking mega store. You can yeah. buy a car and a dress and enough toilet paper for the rest of your life. Yeah.
You
all
get
in one place.
Everything in one trip. Yeah, yeah. You walk yeah. in one door, you walk out another, and you just have everything. Like, I got groceries, I got clothes,
so,
I got yeah. electronics, I got entertainment.
When everything is so well-branded and commercialized now, you drive down a major road, and you recognize every place because it's all major chains.
And the closest that anybody ever comes is saying, hey, you know what's really important? You know what's really fucking great? Your family. Your mm-hmm. family is important. Spend time with your fucking children and talk to them so they don't grow up to be sociopaths. Hey, you know what's fantastic? This fucking mm-hmm. earth we live on. You know when you hear things like that? Dude, family's important. Buy this 75-inch TV so they'll want to sit with you and watch movies. And then make yeah. sure you all have the brand new iPhone so you can stay in touch. And then, oh, you make sure your daughter has this 2017 Honda Sonata with 450 million safety features that won't matter for okay. shit because the car's made of plastic and it'll fall apart in a week.
This is a subject that I'm a little touchy on because I don't know if I really believe. I think it freaks people out that we seem disconnected through technology. I think it freaks people out, but I don't know for sure that it's really true, right? Because check it out. You're at the traffic light. You look around. Everybody's on their phone, right?
Right.
Sure. But they're all looking at social media. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they're sort of still connecting.
Well, see, it's
a
good,
disconnected way to look at what's going on.
But it's good and it's bad.
Yeah.
Because, all right.
It's mostly good. I think it's mostly good.
All right. I'm not good. All right. This is going to sound, because this would never happen anymore. When I was younger, if you pulled up to a traffic light, you looked over, there's a cute chick driving. You'd be like, hey, you know, you kind of wave your horn.
Right.
And then, dude, you would have like a conversation, like, I've picked up girls like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? And started driving and, like, yell a phone number or something or, like, point to pull over, talk for a little bit. Like, no.
You're creeping me out right now.
Well, no, like, it's voluntary.
How many of those women ran away?
Well, no, if they say no or, if like, you kind of, like, you don't, like, start honking me like, hey, bitch!
Hey, bitch, get me no. get over
kinda,
in this parking lot.
You kind of look.
Come see
and
me.
if they look back, you smile. And if they smile, you wave. And if they, right. it's all a dance, like, at least this is the way I did it. And this is a way that I think is okay. Like, I understand, even though I don't do it, I've never seen it, because my friends aren't fucking animals. But I do understand that there are people who are like, beep, beep, hey, girl!
Yeah,
and
right,
when she doesn't
right.
go, hey, why are you being a bitch? Because me right. and Nina even talked about it. Like, yeah. there are people who instantly do that.
Yes.
That's never the way I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are definitely people out there who are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just ridiculous, and their egos are yeah. out of control.
Yeah.
You didn't talk. I talked to you. You didn't talk to me.
And see, that's one of the negatives of social media, because not only does it allow people like that to be out there and to contact more and more, like, you know, they can do the trolls on Tinder and
right.
Craigslist and Instagram, where you can say these horrible, horrible things to people and have it be totally anonymous. That's a downside to social media, and because it affects their personality. Because they're used to this instant gratification. I can post a picture of myself with no shirt on Facebook.
Right.
And within, you know, 5 minutes, like if a dude works out, he'll have like 30 likes. Or if it's a chick who has a nice body, she'll have like 30 likes within 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's, so now it's their ego. So now they go in the real world where people actually communicate and you have to talk. And it's not just a button push. It's not just somebody randomly pushing a button that is only half looking like, oh, fucking whatever.
But that's just the fear and insecurity being taken out of it. Right.
Right.
Because, like, you're safe.
That's
doing
the
it.
Human.
Well, no,
that's the human. Because if I have to look a person in the mm-hmm. eye that I've never met before in my life, if there's a girl standing in front of me and she's in a bikini and I've never seen this girl before in my life, but I'm looking at her face to face and we're within arm, I'm not going to be like, damn, you fucking hoe. Fucking
right.
slut. Put some right. clothes. Or I'm not going to be like, hey, how you doing? And if she doesn't immediately within seconds reply to me, be like, well, fuck you then, bitch. Oh, right. Stank ass, uppity ho. You're fat. You're right. Ugly. You smell like shit. I'm not going to do that because I'm a fucking right. human being and I have empathy and you're right. And I have right. to see your face as a shit on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have to see somebody fucking right. the sadness as a, and I right. have to imagine
you have
me
to
doing it.
Actually have the consequences for that behavior.
Yeah.
Whereas, but, whereas online, you can skip the consequences of the behavior, right. but you could, you're also managing to escape the insecurity of maybe that person not accepting you or judging you. It's a little of both ways, but for sure.
But it's not
12-year-olds are the worst people in the world.
12-year-olds with an internet connection are pieces of shit. Yeah.
If any of this has proven anything, it's that all 12-year-olds should be doing community service until they're 15.
So
they're cunts.
Okay. My daughter is not included in that group. My daughter is a gangster, right?
Okay, but your vision is skewed. I'm just saying.
No. Let me tell you what
she's
happened.
She's a girl, so that does give her a pass. 12-year-old boys,
are
let's
little,
be more specific,
yeah.
are the worst people in the world.
Well, no. So this is why my daughter's gangster, right? Dude, my daughter's so gangster. When she was, I want to say it was a couple years ago, some dude in her school started kind of fucking with like one of her friends on Twitter. And my daughter came to her friend's defense on Twitter, right? Yeah. Now, they're all in the same school. She's telling me this story. The next day at school, he tries to walk by, and he doesn't look at him, doesn't, you know, just walks by like, oh, I don't even know, y'all. And she's like, oh, what, you don't know me today? You ain't got nothing slick to say? And he's walking down the hallway, and she's calling him out by name, telling, like, saying the tweet. She goes, yesterday you tweeted, and fucking, like, calling him out as he walks down the hallway at the school, loud as shit, arms up in there, like, what's up? What's good? I'm like, like, I want to tell her, no, don't fucking do that in school. Like, I don't want, but I'm like, yo, I love you so much. Hey. You're so proud.
Yeah, that's all good. I think that's fair.
Oh, and like, it was funny, dude. She's like, yeah, Dad, I was calling because he wanted to act like he didn't say nothing. Right. He didn't know anybody. So I was telling him what he tweeted as he walked away like a little punk. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get it.
Accountability, get it. Son. You gotta be accountable for shit.
Yeah, but that.
Sort of.
But the fact that he put it, I mean. Now, granted, I don't want him to turn around and attack my daughter. Like, my daughter can fight, but I don't want that shit going down in school because I'm going to have to beat him up and then I'm going to have to fight a dad. Right. And I don't know.
After he's already been beat up by the girl. If you pick a fight with a girl and the girl beats your ass, you still deserve to get beat up by that girl's dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a two-ass-whooping for sure.
At the very least, you stand there and go, you know what, sir, I fucked up. And you stick your chin out and go, all right, you get one. Yeah. You know, go ahead and stick your chin out. Get the dad one. You know, I would respect that. I'd give him one shot, probably 75% power, and let it ride.
Yeah, if he was really sincere, you'd just thump him right in the heart once.
Yeah, just enough to make him go, and scare him for a second.
Just enough to maybe kill him right in between the heartbeat thing.
My dad hit me so hard with two fingers right below your sternum and that little diaphragm.
Zymatic process.
Yeah, where it instantly, any air that you have is just done.
Yeah.
He hit me so hard with two fingers so fast, I never saw it. Like, I stood up. Like, I was literally sitting down on the couch, and the way he was yelling at me, he was kind of, like, standing, like, to my side. Mm-hmm. And when I stood up, I accidentally puffed up my chest a little bit. Didn't necessarily mean to, but he put a real quick – he hit me, dude. The next thing I know, I'm on the fucking couch, like, can't breathe, about to pass out. And I look up at him, and he's just standing there, like, not even fucking raised his breath, just looking at me like, next time you step to me like any man off the street – I'm going to treat you just like any other man off the street, and I'm going to forget you're my son. I keep my dad was Golden Gloves boxer in the Marines, three tours in Nam, 6 years in federal prison, or not federal, 6 years in a maximum security prison. Grew up in Fifth Ward, Houston, and Chicago, and Bayous of Louisiana.
And however old you were at that time, he had had that much of you.
I was 19.
19, so 19, all that.
No, 18 or 19.
Plus 19 years of James Bailey.
Well, no, I didn't meet my dad until I was like 14 or – I was like 14 when I met him, 18 when I moved in with him. Like my mom – like my mom left him because he was a heroin addict. Mm-hmm. And then so I tracked him down when I was like – I sent a letter to my grandmother, his mom, when I was like 14. I was like, yeah, if you remember me, I'm your grandson. And she's like, oh, my God.
Right.
And at this point, my dad had come clean and everything. He'd been clean shortly after my mom left him when I was 1.5.
Yeah.
2, something like that. He's clean doing comedy, so then we reconnect. 18, my mom's just like, yo, I can't do this. I tap out. She sends me to live with him. I finish my senior year of high school. He gets me a little bit straighter. probably prevented me from going to prison. That and, you know, having a baby. Can't go to jail if you have a kid.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Nah, it's a dick move.
She's just like, you know what? I really don't want to change these diapers. Yeah. So,
like, I can't find a babysitter, but I really need a break.
yeah, I really need a break.
No, that's
how about a felony assault charge right now would really be great.
But see, nope, I didn't even need somebody like Tony Robbins to change my life. See how I wrapped that around?
Yeah, some people are lucky. They have good people in their life. Yeah, bringing it back to...
Right around. So you're special, Tony Robbins. I am not your guru. Pretty good. Get to see a little behind-the-scenes peek.
It is pretty good. It is interesting.
All right. My Netflix Pearl is not on Netflix, so you're going to have to actually put some effort into this, but I'm telling you, Mamaholics, it is so worth it. It is called Volcano High, the MTV version. MTV edit or MTV version? Okay. No.
I'm trying to, like, shake this out of my head right now that I'm hearing this.
No. Dude, listen.
You're plugging an MTV show?
No. Just it's not a show. It's a movie that, I don't know, I think MTV just paid to do this.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, I don't remember ever being advertised. One of my friends found it. Because I'm a kung fu movie guy, okay?
Okay.
Me and a friend of mine will occasionally do what we call blunt foo, where he'll come over, we'll smoke blunts and watch kung fu movies, and, like, kind of, like, he's a former comedian, so we kind of do, like, a riff tracks.
Right.
I mean, like, so we sit there, we smoke blunts, we talk shit. Like, a lot of times I'm just sitting there going, no, fuck you, dude, no, that is not going on right now. Because he gets some of the cheesiest, like, we watch some really good classics, and then he'll just get some ridiculous ones where it's like, fuck you. Like, the one where he does the, you remember the moment of Zen on the old nightly show where he did the head smash? Mm-hmm. Where the dude, like, slams his head again and the dude's head explodes.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
I've seen that movie. That movie's so cheesy.
Yeah.
All right, but Volcano High is about this high school, right? And there's gangs in the high school. I can't remember all the gangs. I want to say one of them might be like this. No, that's a different one. Okay, anyway, so there's gangs in the high school, right? And they're led by different people. And, like, they pretty much run the school. Vice principal's kind of crooked. And then, like, one of the teachers who tries to keep control has, like, quote-unquote powers. Like, people get powers for different reasons. Well, our hero gets, but only, it's not, like, powers. It's just, like, it's enhanced abilities, like speed and being able to fuck with wind and shit, like an avatar. But wait. Okay, so it's an old kung fu movie, right? But it's kind of modern, like, where they're in a school, they have, like, dress suits on, but it's not super modern. Mm-hmm. Here's why it's the MTV version. And here's what makes this fucking amazing. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here are the voices for these Chinese characters in this kung fu movie. Snoop Dogg, Andre 3000, Big Boy, or Benjamin, Andre 3000, Jesus Christ, okay. Big Boy, I said Snoop, Method Man, Little John, Macy Gray, the fuck is her name? My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Kalis.
Like,
Kalis.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita.
Yeah, fucking Mr. Miyagi, Karate Kid.
No shit. So this was like way before he died then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
I've never
It is fucking.
This isn't new at all. It's been around for a while. Because Miyagi's been dead for. I bet you he's been dead for 10 years, right? Something like that.
I don't think so. Not that long.
Well, all
right.
His career was dead. What? Okay. No.
Okay, dude.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right. So
roast
so
Miyagi
fucked up
right now. Hey, Mr. Miyagi, you sure are short.
Dude, what the fuck?
Reach up on this shelf.
God
and
damn
get
it! Why doesn't
glass
it?
Glass of water.
You can watch it free online. There's different websites, but type in like Volcano High.
Online.
MTV dub. That's what it's called. But, dude, it's fucking... They won't give me, like, a list. There it is.
Okay, this will be linked in the show notes, guys.
No, it won't.
No.
Not at all.
Go fuck yourself.
Not even
a
little
bit. Find it yourself.
Go to fucking Google
wretch.
And just Google Volcano High MTV, and you'll see a bunch of them. But, yeah, let me see. Is this it? This is it. I just want to see if they
any
have the MTV
where the
dub.
Cast is Chinese and Snoop Dogg's in it. I'm probably going to watch.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. Okay. Tracy Morgan, Method Man, Khalees, Big Boy. Let me see. Oh, my God, dude. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, yeah, Andre Benjamin, Big Boy, Khalees, Method Man, Tracy Morgan, Pat Morita, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, and then, like I said, Pat Morita was in it. Like, dude, it was just, there's a couple more voices, like Macy Gray and shit, right. Little John. Little John plays like one of the main bad guys, and you can't even tell it's him at first, and then he goes to say something like, "Let's go," and you're like, "That's Little John." Like, I mean, Snoop is obviously Snoop. He plays like one of the main good guys.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to miss that guy's voice.
Yeah, Andre Benjamin plays one of the main good guys. Or plays like the main good guy.
Makes sense.
And I think Khalees plays like the love interest. But dude, it's so, like, the movie itself is kind of cheesy and over the top. It's a kung fu flick, right, about high school.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a kung fu movie that's not over the top.
Yeah.
It would be kind of an interesting take,
Crouching
though.
Tiger.
If you took like a kung fu movie that was filmed like a kung fu movie, everybody kind of talked in that cadence, those kind of shots. But then it was really just all about like a Wall Street executive branch office, and no one was ever fighting.
Oh wow, you're talking about something. Oh no, they do, like, they're just not called this, kung fu this. Movies because they're not flying, but they have movies where they're like all fighting movies.
No, I'm just talking about like taking the whole like theme and feel and making it completely
like completely
not about that at
the
all.
The off dubbing of the mouths and just
you would just be watching it and like tweaking the whole time. Like, when are they going to do the thing,
dude? A
I'm
romance
totally
like that.
The fight.
A romance like that.
Yeah.
And, like, the biggest fight is, like, one dude, like, throws one punch, and he's like, ugh. And then she's like, stop, guys.
Right, right.
This isn't how you win my heart.
Yeah.
And then that's the only fight in the whole fucking movie.
Right.
Well, Volcano High was amazing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was
so
good.
I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. Dude, it's just, so, like, all these voices. And some of them are pretty, like, Andre Benjamin, Snoop Dogg, Meth. Meth plays, like, one of the teachers. Pat Morita. Like, and then the girls, oh, God damn it, this can sound sexy, but the girls, you can't really tell apart.
Yeah, maybe they don't have as distinct voices. Like, that's a pretty distinct cast of voices, even.
No, it is. And it's really good. Like, I mean, it's...
What do you got going here on this iPad, anyway?
Oh, I was just checking the time, because we're about to wrap it up right now and do plugs and... And all that stuff, but I then it was asking about updates, so I was telling it to do it later. Mm. All right, so yeah, so Jander, your movie was the Tony Robbins thing on Netflix. Mine's MTV Volcano dubbed. We had a fantastic time.
Word.
This was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, I love doing this. This is fun, man.
Yeah,
this is a real fun one to be on. I feel like Dave Hines was here the whole time.
Yeah, well, he got a little high last time, so he's about as talkative as he was last time.
I think
time.
That was the last time I was on here. It was me and you and Dave, and Dave was doing some meditation.
Yeah, Dave was high as shit.
He was analyzing his life while we were talking about farts.
He said a couple of funny things, which was weird that Dave would be funny. I can't pick on Dave when he's not here. That's not right. I'm doing that at the roast.
That's wrong.
Oh, yeah, so come see me at the roast of Dave Hines. But let me do, you do your plugs first. Do your plugs, and then I'll do mine.
Jander Gray on Facebook, at Jander Gray on Twitter. You can also listen to me on, I am now co-hosting the podcast with David Weingarten, the Frightened Ear podcast. So if you like MMA and dick jokes, tune in for that one. And
I forgot to plug that at all. I meant to. I'm so sorry about that.
No worries. And let's see. April 18th, I will be at Snapper's Grill in Palm Harbor. September 1st through the 4th, I will be at Side Splitters with April Macy and some other stuff. But that's it for now.
April Macy, what?
April Macy.
All right, well, for you guys that like to plan ahead into the future, Thursday, September 15th, I'll be in Newport Richey at Dual Set, which is for a new room that I've just started working with this guy. It's pretty good. And then me and you, you're on the roast, right? The roast of Dave Hines?
I actually might be now. That's this Saturday, right?
I hope not.
So. It might be like...
No, it is... Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to look at that now.
It's on the 18th, and yeah, I'm at Snappers that weekend, so no, I couldn't go.
Okay, it's on the 18th. I still don't see a date on here.
Yeah, I believe it was August 18th.
I thought it was like the 13th. All right, I'll have to actually... I'll have to message him. So we'll say the 18th just because I don't think... God damn it, really? I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's like you, Roos.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
somebody else there. It probably just be strangers off the street going, "Hey, Dave Hines, go fuck yourself." No, that I doubt that ever happens to Dave.
Oh no, I'm sure. No, Dave's too much of a sweetheart. But yeah, so fuck. I guess yeah. Do the 13th. Well, follow me at James Bailey. Haha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always posting when I'm going to be doing things, so you can see it there. Again, James Bailey. Haha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. My mom's favorite podcast. HMB Radio Network. Thank you very much, Mama Hollis, for tuning in. Janda Gray, as always, a pleasure.
Thanks, sir.
And
bye, guys.
And guys, don't forget, call your mama. She misses you. She worries.
She doesn't.
However, I mastered a trick just like Nixon, causing terror. Quick damage, your whole era. Hard rocks is like the fuck up. I found shot. PLO style. Hazardous, cause I wrecked this dangerous. I blow spots like Waco, Texas. I watch my back like I'm locked down. Hardcore hitting sound. Watch me act walk and tear down. A little bit tight asshole. Songs going gold, no doubt. And you watch a corny nigga fall. Yeah, they faking all that. Carrying cats, but your mind plan growing like 40 max. Now you act convinced. I guess it makes sense. Wu-Tang, yo, soon represent. I wait for one to act up. Now I got him backed up. Gun to his neck now. React what? And that's one in the chamber. Wu-Tang. Banger, 36 styles of danger. Break the motherfucking rock.